Happy Days Dispensary presents Buds on a Bus.
We're here at Happy Days Dispensary in Farmingdale, and I am sitting next to an icon of all icons and one of my personal heroines. Hate to fangirl already, but Laura Eisman, the co-founder of Her Highness. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Shelby.
Can you tell the folks at home a little about yourself and Her Highness?
Yes, of course. So we are female owned. It's myself and my co-founder, Allison Krongard, and we're two single moms, and we decided to come into the cannabis industry. We are entrepreneurs from other industries. I come from fashion, she comes from home decor. And we decided to enter cannabis in a unique way, be a lifestyle brand from the get-go. And so when we launched in 2019, we launched with an entire CBD line, a home decor accessory line, and THC in California. So it was like, go big or go home.
And you really went big. I mean, I have listened to you on podcasts for years. In fact, when we met, I was fangirling over you at a public event because I had listened to your beautiful story. And it's truly inspiring for people, not just in this industry, but in any emerging industry, really, because you're trailblazers. And It's been really fabulous to watch it unfold. Is it as shiny on the inside as it is on the outside, or is it tough?
It's tough. It's really tough. But you got to be shiny on the outside always.
Yeah, and you do that so well. So your focus is glam, which doesn't happen that much post-COVID, honestly. Like, we don't really get dressed up very often anymore. Maybe you do. You have a glam brand. I wear my pajamas a lot, and being around you makes me feel glamorous. So
good.
Yeah. Is that kind of the mission, is to encourage people to get out their best?
It's part of the mission. I think the bigger mission is that we are all glamorous, even if we're in our sweats, and then we want the products that surround us in our home and what we, you know, carry on us when we're out to kind of portray like a glamorous, stylish person.
It's so true. So Her Highness pre-rolls, my personal favorite is the Giggle Puffs.
Mine too.
Yeah, can you describe the Giggle Puffs and what their formulation is? Because it's very interesting.
So I just feel like in this industry, and especially in New York where it's new, so everyone just wants to get super high, and the higher the THC, the better. And we're on board with all that, but we also feel like you want to open your pre-roll from a gold cigarette case.
I do. It's true.
And you would love some appetite suppressants added in, because who wants the munchies while you're opening
right.
your
I
gold
guess like
case?
Maybe once or twice a day I want the munchies, but like I don't need the munchies like every hour of the day.
Yeah. Yes. So it's under control. And it's the giggliest strain. So after you're taking care of everyone else in your life all day long, you can hang out with your girlfriends and laugh your ass off. And that's what those are about. You know, just enjoying being a woman, having fun with it, you know.
Yes. So, you know what? I think that something that gets lost along the mix in life really right now, but particularly in this industry, which is not the easiest, is fun. Like, and I think we have fun together.
We do. And it's like with all the stresses of owning a business and trying to make it in this industry, sometimes I'm just like, this is supposed to be fun,
yes.
You know, and you lose that sometimes. And I feel like Giggle Puffs really brings that back. And so, you know, and just the word giggle kind of makes you giggle.
It's true. Giggling is the best, honestly. And it's like, why does life have to be serious? It really does. I mean, it's serious in a lot of ways. We're moms, so, you know, there's that aspect of it. As a mom, because I'm dealing with this a lot, we deal with this at the dispensary a lot. We have a lot of moms who are coming through the door that might be either first-time users or their friend gave them a gummy one time and they liked it, or they want to, you know, kick their wine and Xanax habit, perhaps. Mm-hmm. What is a way that you feel like women can kind of like comfortably enter the space?
So we really do a scope of products, and so it's sort of like wherever you are on your cannabis journey, we want to join you and take you to where you want to be. And we have created products that some products are non-psychoactive, like our pleasure oil, which is for enhanced orgasms. And I can say, who doesn't want a better orgasm? Nobody.
I don't know anybody.
So it's a product.
You have a display at the Museum of Sex too, right?
We like do. Yes, yeah. We have a big display at the Museum of Sex. But you know, the truth is, like, that's introducing women to cannabis because they're not necessarily getting high, but they're realizing like cannabis can really enhance pleasure, and so that's like a step one. And in our THC product selection, we do have products that range from 2.5 low dose mints, which I love the idea of a mint because it's so discreet.
100%.
To in Massachusetts, we had diamonds concentrate that were 99% THC.
I love that you run the gamut from a discreet mint to women dabbing with their puffco.
Yes. Or, honestly, you know, the beauty of, and the diamonds are beautiful in their own. So it's a little different than, like, you know, the amber wax thing that not everyone can kind of, you have to kind of graduate.
There are
to
so
that.
Many avenues for consumption, and it's actually overwhelming. I sometimes feel bad that people, you know, like being representing a dispensary and watching people's faces as they're walking through the door, you really get, like, even people who are seasoned cannabis users will walk in and be like, what are you talking about? Like CBG? CBG? Like, I just want to get high. Like, why are you telling me things? And like, I had a 50 milligram edible, and like, why are there only 10? It's like, people, there's so much to kind of take in. So like, trying to soften the blow and make it just like a simple experience is a big responsibility.
Yeah.
It sets people on their course.
Well, I think marketing has a ton to do with it. And to introduce a woman who's thinking about dabbing by giving her a clear crystal diamond is very different, you know?
100%. I feel like we need like a dab ring.
Yes, that's a great idea. That's totally something we would do. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You heard it here first.
I love that idea. We have thought about doing like a ring.
Like instead of a rig, it's a ring. Oh, fun play on words always.
I love that.
So you are actually a Long Island woman, so you're in the Hamptons, right?
Yes, I'm on the snobby side of Long Island. We like to kind of, it's like we're either in the city or we're in the Hamptons, but I'm a New Yorker. I was born in Brooklyn. I was raised in Staten Island. And so I'm loving just, you know, being friends with all these New Yorkers from, you know, the Bronx through Long Island and accents galore. And it's just
it really is
super
a melting
charming.
Pot. That's the thing about cannabis, is that because it's regulated state by state, you're really engaging mostly in just a market that consists of a state. So when we go to parties, it's like New York weed people that are at the parties, and that's who's there.
And a few imposters, but yeah, I'm kind of loving it. Like, I'm kind of loving, like, you know, the big whatever.
I feel very proud to be a New Yorker right now.
I grew up among, you know, Italians, and it's just so diverse but charming.
Yeah, it's very come as you are, which I think weed definitely helps bring out the most in people, of just like being kind of like in their most natural state. So when you are not having giggle puffs with appetite suppressants and you are having the munchies, what is a munchie that you like to have? And I feel like we're gonna get a very East Hampton answer right now.
What I need to hide when I have the serious munchies is a box of macaroni and cheese. I will say that.
Okay, like just Kraft or
Annie's is usually in my house, okay. So that's a little dangerous. What I really like to do is, if you embrace the munchies, listen to me.
I'm here for it.
You plan a beautiful dinner. You're going out or eating in, and you get stoned before that meal. And then you eat this meal that's utterly delicious, and it's more delicious because
you're
stoned.
And it took like 2.5 minutes to down.
But that's how I love to enjoy food. Like, that's how I love to, if I can switch my munchies and kind of make it into my meal, and it's like I'm tasting every nuanced, beautiful bite. Like, I love that.
That's so elevated. That was indeed a very Hamptons answer.
I suppose, yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to be heading out to the Hamptons this summer. Happy Days is really, we're all about community, and we consider Long Island our community, and we're really excited to come out to the Hamptons this summer and, you know, kind of like check the scene, see how people are, you know, engaging with cannabis and seeing what they're interested in doing. Is there anything innovation-wise, like, I guess from, we go to parties, we do tend to go to a lot of events, there are a lot of cannabis events, but really not a lot that are, like, open to the public. It's
right.
Not normal to go to a party and be, like, have a place, there's no smoking, like there's no smokers
right.
lounge at a normal party. It's like you either go to the bar or you're dancing. There's no like
But I think it's happening more and more.
Yeah,
I mean,
it definitely
you know,
is.
The smell of weed is everywhere.
The smell of weed is everywhere.
And if there's
the smell of weed is everywhere, but people will like walk outside to smoke weed at an event. And it's like, you know, some of the places we go, you can be inside and you can be smoking, or, you know, it's just very conducive to the cannabis lifestyle. There's a craft instead of a...
I feel like I'm always getting in trouble inside, so...
You really... That's happened, like, more than once.
Yeah, that happens all the time, where I just figure... I'm like, it's a cannabis event, so I can light up, and
well,
then...
Well, so, right, so... Cannabis events are evolving. Cannabis lifestyle is evolving. What do you see as, like, someone who's in the Hamptons? I avoided in season because, you know, I'm just a little too nerdy to go to the Hamptons.
I feel like you'll be
Hamptons
there.
Hamptons in the fall kind of
girl. You'll be there this year, though.
I will be there this year. But what is, like, something that you could see happening in the Hamptons? Because the Hamptons is it's a hotbed for socializing and really kind of trailblazing partying. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you see going down in the Hamptons this summer that could be super dope and super progressive?
I feel like every party, and they're all outdoors, so there's no consumption problem. Every party this summer is going to have a cannabis component. It's like, you know, last year, well, there were no dispensaries, no delivery services. This year is a different story. And I'm already planning events out there starting in April. And, you know, I already talked to Paul.
Yay! We'll be there.
Because you can load up the vehicle with Her Highness and be at an event and actually, you know, get cannabis right out of the vehicle. So.
Yeah, people don't even realize that cannabis is legal or that you don't need a medical license to come into our dispensary. These are things that we're finding out every day, that, like, the level of knowledge that people have is actually way lower. I think we take it a little bit for granted because we're in it all the time. So the fact that you are letting parties have weed, like, I'm down, and I'll be there for all of them. Sadly, I will put my fall Hampton self out of the picture. I will go during the summer.
Other thing that we're doing, actually, which I should tell, to kick off our Giggle Puffs, we're doing a Giggle Tour, which is being launched with an all-female comedy show, consumption-friendly.
This is so
we'll
epic.
Do a Giggle session before the acts begin, and that will continue throughout New York City. We'll go outside of the city, and we'll just do pop-ups that involve giggling.
And women.
Right? Women and giggling.
Yeah. I mean, what is better than that?
Yeah. Nothing. And, you know, and then we also have our stoner puffs and our sleepy puffs. So it's not
really
all about giggling, but, like, you know, the stoner.
The Giggle Tour is all about giggling, and it's going to be pretty epic. There are very few events that are really centered around cannabis. It's not very common. And a comedy tour is a great example of something that probably should be. It's way more conducive to comedy than alcohol is.
I know, it's so true.
Right, like alcohol makes you sensitive and like want to fight people. Weed is like, everything's funny.
Everything's funny anyway.
You can get the worst comedians ever and people will still think it's the best show.
I know, that's so true.
We should actually try it. We should only get like
really... We could have even an amateur comedy show and it would be hysterical.
Oh my God, a total knee slapper.
Yeah. There's an idea.
Okay, yeah, we're chock full of them. Yeah. Really, every time we talk, we're like, you know what we should do? I think that's the best part about cannabis is its creative capabilities. It's like the things that you didn't even know that you could invent, suddenly you've smoked to join, and the world is your oyster.
I know, and they're mostly good ideas. Some are, you know, some don't quite make it in the real world.
Yeah, but like maybe they will in a couple of years.
But yeah, if you're like... creatively stuck, it's a real opener. Yeah,
it
I have the most
is.
Amazing ideas when I'm stoned.
So other than Her Highness, which we all know and love, are there any brands that you've been or, you know, not cannabis brands, but maybe cannabis adjacent brands that have been catching your eye and you like what they're doing?
You know, it's funny. I was just looking around the store just before and there's like a new brand every day, it seems like.
It's very overwhelming.
I'd say my favorite so far, I mean, I do like a cannabis cocktail. So I, you know, flavor-wise, I really like some of the heirloom flavors.
Yeah,
not
love heirloom.
The ones that have too much sugar. Because I've discovered, like, some of them have a lot of sugar and some have a few sugar.
This is my excuse for them. Heirloom is an apple orchard, like a generations-old apple orchard. And how do you not get a kick and excitement out of Honeycrisp apple cider that's fresh pressed? With
so good.
It's just so, I don't know why that's the greatest innovation in the whole world, but, like, I don't know.
But truly tastes like apple cider.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
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 You could stick a cinnamon stick in there. I served it warm one time.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So I love I love a cocktail in my hand. It's just, for me, that's like a social event. So a crystal coupe glass with a nice, you know, bubbly cannabis cocktail.
Butterfly pea powder, so it's bluish.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Oh, the glitter powder?
Yeah.
I love that.
We should
definitely
get glitter powder just for something.
I love the glitter cocktail.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay. It doesn't even matter what's in it. If
maybe
it's glittering,
a little flower.
I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Well,
so
more to
I
do.
Like that. And what else am I loving? You know, I love the infused pre-rolls. I really do like to smoke more than anything else just because... I seem to get in trouble with edibles. I don't know. It's just, unless I'm in for the night, I have to be really careful about milligrams and stuff. Like, I just don't want to be...
It interrupts
with
everybody.
I don't want to be one of those women that I'm constantly talking to that have taken the wrong edible, you know? And I'm,
right,
I wind up being
expert.
One of them all the time. And I know not to do it, but I do it because...
You're being a role model for women everywhere
frankly,
by being too stoned.
A lot of the edibles are so delicious that it's really hard.
I know, Soft Power Sweets, they're literally the best chocolate-covered caramels, and I'm like, they should have a two-pack that has, like, one that's infused and then one that's not so that I could have a snack afterwards.
I know, I love them. I was just introduced to them today, and I want to do a collaboration already. But I guess my ideal is if we could have, like, a full-serving dessert that had only 5 milligrams, so you could actually be comfortable eating the whole thing, but not be out of your mind stoned because you ate a whole chocolate bar
totally.
And that was 100 milligrams.
100%. Yeah, well, we went through that the other day. So 10 milligrams is the maximum amount that you can sell per serving in New York State. And first of all, I think that's, as a mom, a very important message that we should be talking about constantly because I think it's important for people to know that 10 milligrams is a serving, right? Like, that will get you stoned.
That will get you really stoned. Like, for me,
right.
I'm a 5-milligram girl.
I'm like a 2.5-er during the day. Like, that is my sweet spot. And then I'll, like, 10 at night.
Yeah.
Okay, so collaborations. If you could collaborate with any non-cannabis brand, you come from fashion, you clearly know a lot of different brands in this world. Is there a brand that you've had your eye on that you would love to collaborate with?
I have two in mind. Well, I love Marc Jacobs just because of the whimsical nature.
That happened last time we talked, Laura goes.
What did I say?
We'll get Marc Jacobs.
About Mark. I was like, yeah, Marc should make an appearance.
Yeah, so... yeah, so I guess we're gonna need you, Marc Jacobs. Laura's looking for you.
And then the other thing, just because our color palette is this like cherry red, which I sometimes refer to as Louboutin red, like that would be a cool collaboration. And I feel like our boxes, the way that they are white with just the sides are red, and you don't actually reveal all of the red until you open them. Like it really reminds me of the red bottom shoe of Louboutin. And so that, like, for them to be side by side is kind of a vision.
Do you know what
mine.
I'm thinking right now? All right, picture it.
Tell me.
TWA Hotel.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Fashion Week? Maybe not Fashion Week. You know, maybe Valentine's Day next year. Mm-hmm. Little Marc Jacobs. Marc Jacobs collab, everybody wearing Louboutins on that red carpet going down the runway with Her Highness.
Perfect.
Yeah. We smoke inside the airport because they used to.
Yes, exactly.
So we're just being true to the era.
And you can smoke wherever cigarette smoke is allowed. Not that it's allowed anymore, but yeah.
But we're going to do it anyway because that's what you do.
Because that's what I do. I smoke inside and I get caught and I say, oh, I'm so sorry.
You know what? You honestly, you have it nailed. Like, it's iconic. Just knowing you is iconic. This is very surreal right now. A year ago, I would have been like, no, this would never be happening. Stop it. And, like, here we are.
Yeah. I loved, one of my favorite moments was the minute I met you, honestly, because.
I went up to Laura. And, like, just stared at her like the biggest nerd on the planet in a way that she thought that we knew each other, right? You were like, I just figured that you knew me.
You walked by. You did a double take. Just the happiness on your face.
Because I work at Happy Days.
I almost, like, ran over and gave you a hat because I did. I thought we knew each other. But yeah. It was, like,
oh my God,
it was kind of the highlight of that show for me where, I did, and then I feel like I reached out to you immediately.
You did, and I was like, I could have called my mom again. I
met my long-lost friend. We never knew each other.
It was really, I had just launched my brand. I was going through a tough time, and it was very surreal and so lovely, and it's been a lovely journey, and this is such a nice, another intersection, being at Happy Days, like, being on Long Island with legal weed, in New York, like, you're in this market. Like, it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And it's so awesome to have you on here and chatting. So, okay, I have to leave you with one final question. Okay. You're stuck on a desert island with a television. You can watch one television show for the rest of your life. What is it?
Oh, my God. For the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Not even a television person.
I don't know. Or until
person.
The TV dies. I don't know. Whatever. A lot. You have to watch the show a lot.
I have to watch the show a lot.
I have a show in my head that I feel like would be your answer, but I'll let you say it.
I don't know. It's like I hardly watch
Should
TV
I write
now.
It down? Okay,
maybe.
Could it be
I mean the last show that I not the last show I truly loved, but I loved Mad Men because I just love that kind of retro thing.
We're going back to the TWA Hotel with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all tied in.
I was gonna say Sex and the City.
Oh, and Sex and the City, I totally forgot. That actually is my show because in my previous business, I had Girl Shop. We launched the same time and I was really tied into the show where worked not with Patricia Fields, but with some stylists that worked with her. And the designers that were dressing the cast were also calling us, and we would carry some of the products that, you know, like
Heatherette
that made that, you know, that iconic Carrie shirt.
Yeah.
I have one that says Laura that they made for me that at this point in my life is so tiny that I gave it to my, like, 5-year-old daughter at one point, and she was like, I don't want this. And it's, like, this torn shirt with, like, I don't know if you remember it, but it's iconic. It was in the first episode.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that I have it, and I recently found it, but... That is the show. You know me better than I know me.
No, I mean, you had a good choice.
I could watch that over and over.
Honestly, it's hard to not. and see, like, that's where it all goes back to, right? It goes back to glam and fashion and feeling good, because I think my favorite thing about that show was that Carrie, like, kind of how I feel in this life, and perhaps you feel similarly, I no longer give fucks. I give no fucks. You know, it's like, I don't know. This is it.
Yeah, I give no fucks too. I really just don't care. It's like
you can be zany. You don't have to conform to any box, to any standard. It's really kind of like a lovely time to be a woman right now.
Yeah, and I'll say to all the kind of curious women, it really does open that up for you, cannabis. You know, it's like there is a certain freedom that comes when you consume cannabis. You know, you just feel a little more open. It's very different than alcohol, and I am not anti-alcohol. I actually really like my martinis, but there's something about that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's like you can kind of like.
Okay, I won't go so deep as to say you can, like, just your soul gets to, like, exist. Like, you just get to exist as you are. You see things a little different, but you still maintain all control over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
Yeah.
Kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a euphoria on one end.
And
then,
you, like, don't wake up with a headache.
Although, don't take too many gummies, because I've done that. I actually had like a gummy hangover.
Gummy hangovers are real. Just because sometimes you're like, you know what, I'll have a gummy really late. And then you wake up.
Like, if I'm in for the night, I don't care how much THC I have. So sometimes, and I think they're delicious, like I said before. So I'll just kind of keep eating them, and then I don't wake up.
I went on a yoga retreat, which is fabulous, and you should go. Kripalu in the Berkshires. Okay. Maybe they want to sponsor this podcast by taking us to Kripalu.
Okay, I'm in.
They didn't serve dessert, though. And so all I had was gummies.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I have to have some gummies for dessert.
Yeah.
And it was the best meditation of my life. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. I literally adore you.
I adore you, too. Thank you for having me.
Thanks to everyone for tuning in. And we'll see you next time.